This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The immigration raids on Wednesday remain cloaked in secrecy. There's little information on the number of detained or any charges. CPR's Allison Sherry reports on concerns from local authorities.
The federal government appeared to kind of want it both ways this week. They had their own film crew at the immigration raids and a large, splashy social media presence outside of the apartment buildings in Aurora and Denver. But since then, they haven't responded to any questions about how many people or who was taken into custody. And while the Drug Enforcement Administration secured a warrant for the operation, no one has faced any federal charges yet. Some critics say it was really an immigration operation cloaked as a drug raid. Local police say it's important for communities to trust them so they can solve crimes. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Bear Creek Falls in Telluride is on sale for $15 million, but the San Miguel Conservation Foundation says similar pieces of land have sold for far less. Nearby Bridal Veil Falls, for example, sold for $100,000. Telluride Mayor Teddy Errico says the town has no interest in purchasing the acreage at its current price.
My personal opinion, as a 28-year resident of Telluride, a 25-year real estate broker, is that it's overpriced. But they have the right to sell it and get whatever somebody's willing to pay, like any other transaction.
The mayor says even if the land is sold to someone who intends to cut off public access, the falls are still visible from the Bear Creek Preserve. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.